The following lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg was recorded live and is presented to you free of charge by Galilei Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginzburg. Galilei Institute is a non-profit organization and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Inner Dimension homepage at www.inner.org. www.inner.org or email us at inner@inner.org.
Clearly, the most important image of Parashat Noah is Noah's Ark. That all of the animals of the world found a common home, a common roof, and they were all protected for a full year. They lived together, and we're taught in the, both in the Midrash and the Kabbalah that this is a miniature representation of the peace, of the universal peace on earth that will be in the future with the coming of Mashiach, speedily in our days. In Hebrew, the word for ark, this is clearly the thing that we have to now meditate upon and have in mind, is the ark. So it's not like the holy ark of the tablets, it's a different word. In English, the word ark can either mean Noah's ark, which is a great, tremendous ship, or it can mean the ark that you carry something in, like the ark of the tablets of the covenant. The ark of the tablets of the covenant is Arun, Arun HaKodesh, the holy ark. Here the word for Noah's ark, which is also used in other places in the Tanakh, is Teva. Now, as we just said, you might think that since Teva here represents Noah, is the word for Noah's Ark, it must be mean something very massive, something very, very big, as we're going to now presently describe its dimensions that it had. But in fact, the word Teva is the very same word in the Hebrew language for the word itself, W-O-R-D. There are two words in Hebrew for a word. One is teva, the other is mila. Mila actually more means a syllable of a word, but a full word, a complete word, is the word teva in Hebrew. So because of this very important linguistic connection that the ark, and here Noah's ark, is the same word as the word for word, when God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instructs Noah to enter the ark, and bo el ha-teva, enter, go into the ark, so the Baal Shem Tov teaches, and this is one of his most important teachings in the whole Torah, that means that every one of us is being instructed to enter into the word, meaning that every word that we speak, or even the words that we think, but especially the words that we speak, whether it's speaking words of Torah, whether it's speaking words of prayer, of tefillah, whether it's just speaking words of holy conversation, which even can appear to be mundane conversation, but if a person has the proper thoughts in mind, even for the sake that he's talking with another soul, because he loves the other person, this is the way to communicate, so that's also a holy word, but it's for the sake of creating union with another soul. And he has to totally enter and permeate with his whole being that word that he is speaking. So once more, this is one of the most important fundamental teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, that we have to at one and the same time picture this great ark of Noah that was so great that it was able to contain all of the animal kingdom within it. And then to try to condense this in our consciousness from a macrocosmic image, we'll call it, to a more microcosmic image, which, as we'll see, maybe in the continuation of other readings in the Torah, this is one of the most important things in the Torah, to always compare between the macrocosm and the microcosm, physically as well as psychologically. So in the microcosm, this ark, it contains all of the animal kingdom together with all of mankind, because the human beings that were in the ark were actually the only remaining representatives of mankind. every single word that you speak should have all of that content in it. It means all of you yourself, with all of your family, which is actually all of mankind, together with all of the animal kingdom in each and every word that you speak. What is it to think that I'm bringing myself into the ark, which means into the word, that maybe I can think that I fathom what that means. To bring all of other souls that relate to me, until ultimately to bring all of mankind into every word that I myself speak, that's a little bit more difficult to experience, even though it's also. But what does that actually mean, to bring all of the animals into my ark, that my ark is my word, every single word that I speak? So that's only understood in accordance with what is known as Perek Shirah, the chapter of the song, that every animal and every creature indeed has its song that it sings to God. And all these songs are actually verses in the Torah, and they're all expressed by we ourselves, the Jewish people. That we have in the source of our souls, we do indeed have everything in creation. That's why man is called a miniature world. He has everything in him. And that comes to expression when he sings the song of every animal and every other creature of God. And all of that universal, we call it axis, or cosmic consciousness, all of that has to be brought and concentrated to permeate every word that we speak. So this is one of the greatest all-inclusive teachings of the Baal Shem Tov. In order to deepen our meditation, as is the teaching of Chassidut with regard to every meditation, we have to try to make it a little bit more particular. And first we now just express a very general overview of what it means to meditate on Noach's art according to the Baal Shem Tov. To make it more particular, we have to look into the Torah and see what are actually the dimensions that the Torah gives for the Ark. So the Torah says that the Ark was, this is the instructions that Noach was given by Hashem, how to construct the Ark, that it's to be 300 cubits long and 50 cubits wide and 30 cubits high. Now, in different text, both of Kabbalah and not even of Kabbalah, we're taught that these three dimensions are actually three letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Everything about Noah's Ark has to do with words. Words are constructed from letters. Because even the dimensions themselves are three letters, because 300 is the letter Shin. That's the length of the Ark. It means that every word that you speak has to be, or should ideally be, 300 cubits long. But 300 cubits long means that basically the length dimension of every word that we speak is the letter Shin. We'll have to try to understand what that means, because that's 300. And every word that we speak, just like Noah's Ark, has to be 50 cubits wide, meaning that it has to be Nun. The letter Nun is 50 in Hebrew. And every word that we speak has to be 30 cubits high, which is Lamed. Now, those three letters combine to spell the word Lashon. This is a teaching that's brought in traditional texts. Lashon is the tongue itself, or language. Another very, very important allusion to the fact that the secret of Noah's Ark is the secret of language. Because the dimensions of the Ark spell the word Lashon, which is tongue or language in general. We know that at the end of this week's parasha of Noach comes a story of the, we'll call it the fall of the primordial language with the construction of the Tower of Babel. The confusion of language, which is the confusion of human consciousness. But the beginning and the initial instruction to Noach is to rectify language. So this is another general observation, still general, even though now we've identified three different dimensions and they spell this word Lashon. But it's still, we have not indicated exactly what each dimension means by itself. So in order to understand that, we turn to Sefer Yetzirah, which is the most traditional ancient text of Kabbalah. And we see that each letter of the Hebrew language has a meaning to it, has a physical meaning, a spiritual meaning to it. The meaning of the letter Shin, which is the 300, the length of every word, is fire. And Shin stands for fire in Sefer Yetzirah. And the fire, we can imagine fire physically, but we can also try to feel what fire means emotionally and spiritually. So emotionally, fire is passion. So what we're taught is that the length principle of every word, there has to be some energizing force, but fire is energy, just like pure energy. And energy, emotionally, is passion for something. And the person doesn't speak if he doesn't have some desire. Only desire motivates speech and communication. So that desire to express, the desire can either be to express myself, or it can be to gain some gain, as we were explaining in last week's meditation, that you'll get some profit out of conversing or speaking or saying something. Or maybe it's just good to speak, like the Torah is good, and we're supposed to speak the words of the Torah, not to suffice with thinking the words of the Torah. So there are all of these rationales to speak, but there has to be fire in the speech. That's the length principle. And this teaching is based upon a verse in Psalms that reads, Cham libi bekirbi, my heart is hot and warm inside me. Bahagigiti v'ar esh, as I meditate, my fire, my inner fire begins to burn. Dibarti bilshoni, then I speak with my tongue. As we said before, the word tongue, the three primary letters of tongue, are the dimensions of the ark itself. So in order to speak with one's tongue, first the heart has to be inflamed, and then the fire has to even burn more the more one meditates. As we know that in prayer, the Hasidim would, of the period of the Talmud, it's were taught that they would meditate for a whole hour before they would begin to pray for another whole hour. All of that meditation is in order to create this positive fire. So that's what the Shin represents, based upon Sefer Yetzirah. Then comes the letter Nun. In Sefer Yetzirah, the Nun, which is the breadth principle of the Ark, the width. So that corresponds in the human psyche to Chush HaReach. The letter Shin is one of the three mother letters in Sefer Yetzirah. It doesn't correspond to a month of the year, but in time, in the cycle of the year, it corresponds to the summer months in general, which are hot, the burning months of the year. Whereas the other two letters of the three dimensions of the Ark are part of the simple letters. They're components of the 12 simple letters of the alphabet. Each one corresponds to a month. Each one corresponds to a tribe, one of the 12 tribes. And each tribe possesses its inner psychological sense to it. The letter Nun is the month of Cheshvan. It corresponds to the tribe of Menashe, and its inner sense, and that's what's most important for us, is smell. What does the sense of smell mean on a more spiritual plane? It means simple sensitivity to the other. For instance, and this is the most important example, it says that Mashiach will come, he will not judge people by sight or by hearing, he will simply judge by smell. Now the smell is the deepest sensitivity into even the subconscious and unconscious of another soul, ultimately for the sake of uniting with other souls. So first one has to be impassioned. That's the length of the Ark. Then the breath is the ability to relate to others, and even say we'll talk about prayer. Says the first person is not just supposed to pray for himself, he's supposed to pray for other people. It says if you pray for someone else, you are actually answered first, but you're not supposed to pray for that reason. It's just to be sincerely pray for other people because of the connection of souls. We're supposed to first think of what my own personal plight, how it reflects the plight of the Jewish people in general, and pray for the whole Jewish people. And even more ultimately, we have to pray for God himself, because it says that even God is in exile together with us. So that all depends upon sensitivity. That's called depends on the letter Nun, which is the breath principle. The same is true of Torah also. Because in Torah also, not only are we learning God's word and God's will and his wisdom, but we're also affecting reality by our study of Torah. With the great sages like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he didn't have to pray for it to rain. The rain would come because of his study and his expression of the Torah. So it's about the sensitivity that's involved in the word, that's the breath of the ark. That's called the letter Nun. Then finally comes the letter Lamed, which is the height. Now the height is also the third dimension, which in another, slightly just turning the ark around, is the depth dimension. But here in the case of the ark, it's called length, breadth, and height. But if we turn the ark around, that height dimension, and this occurs in many cases in the Torah, is equivalent to the depth dimension. Now the depth dimension is 30. 30 is the letter Lamed. And in Sefer Yetzirah once more, Lamed is the month that precedes the Nun. The month of Tishrei, which is the most satiated month of holidays and special mitzvot that we perform in the month of Tishrei. Its letter is Lamed, its tribe is Ephraim, who chronologically follows his brother Menashe, but was put before his brother by Yaakov Avinu, Ephraim before Menashe, and that's the way the tribes appear in the campsites of the desert and in every other context when the 12 tribes are counted, enumerated. So here also, in the months, the tribe of Ephraim precedes Menashe, and his letter is Lamed before him. But then what's most important for us is his chush. And the chush, the sense, the inner sense of the soul, is called the sense of touch, or the sense of procreation. That's why all of the holidays of Tishrei, and of Ephraim himself, means procreation, puravu, to be fruitful and multiply. And everything that has to do with this month, all of the holidays, when we study in accordance with Kabbalah, the meaning of the holidays of Tishrei, it all has to do with the blessing of Puravu, of procreation. And that's why that's his sense. Meaning that the depth, the height, right, is also like that we could call it the climax of the experience of entering fully into the Word. That the height of that experience, which is also the depth of that experience of permeating the world and bringing the whole cosmos into the world, just like Noah's Ark. So that's the recognition and the feeling and actually the doing that from this word a new soul or something new is going to be created in reality. That a union is now taking place. When I say this word is creating above and below an actual union, just like a marital union, that some new creation is now going to be created ex nihilo, something from nothing. That's the meaning of the letter Lamed. So these are the three dimensions then of the Ark, and as we said, the Ark represents every single word that we speak, and this is what we shall meditate upon this week. At first we have to become enamored and impassioned at the length, the shin, and then we have to become sensitive. We can understand that each one is actually complementing the other, or the preceding one, because if a person is over fiery, then he is liable to lose his sensitivity to others. But together with the fire of the length, one has to balance it first with smell, which is sometimes you smell a fire. Here you have to smell if the fire is getting out of hand, or if the fire is a controlled fire. But you have to, the smell is just pure sensitivity to other souls. And then comes the act of union, which is the actual saying of the word, which is the height or the depth, the lamed. It's called Chush HaTashmish and Mishush in the terminology of Sefer Yetzirah.
You have been listening to a lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg, recorded and presented to you free of charge by Galina Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginzburg. Galina Institute is a non-profit organization, and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Inner Dimension homepage at www.inner.org, www.inner.org. In Hebrew, Galinai means, open my eyes. These words are from the verse in Psalms, open my eyes, that I may behold the wonders of your Torah. Under the leadership of Rabbi Ginzburg, our goal is to open the world's eyes to the light of the inner dimension of Torah, to discover God, and to connect to Him in all that we do. As we learn from the Baal Shem Tov, spreading this light will hasten the complete and true redemption. We invite you to join the Galinai team and participate with Rabbi Ginzburg in learning, teaching, and spreading the inner dimension of Torah, Kabbalah, and Hasidut. Together, the Galinai team will change the world, bringing God's loving kindness, health, happiness, and true peace to all. For more information about Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg's teachings and how to participate with the Galinai team, visit the Inner Dimension website at www.inner.org, www.inner.org, or email us at inner@inner.org.